Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I am so excited. Of course, we already did an interview, and when I love food, you know I'm all about foodie, and I love food. And of course, Frances Largemouth Roth is joining us again. She's got several books, and of course, in front of me, I've got Everyday Snack Tray, and then of course, smoothies and juices. And with the hot heat that we've had this last weekend, oh my gosh, smoothies and juices are so good. So we're going to talk a little bit. I think I'm going to keep bringing her back to talk about the next book, but let's just start off with the smoothie and juices. And I know that you have like several books. So I know we talked a little bit about that. Share with everybody your other books.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks, Kim. And first of all, thank you so much for having me on. This is such a pleasure. And I will keep coming back as long as you want me.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. So talk to us. So what was your first book and how did you even get started writing?
So I am a registered dietitian nutritionist, but I also have, background as a journalist. And I worked at Health Magazine as their food and nutrition director for 8 years. And I just always had a love for both science and nutrition, as well as writing and communicating to consumers. So I've been lucky enough to have a career where I get to do both and I get to put those things together. And so my very first book was Feed the Belly, the Pregnant Mom's Healthy Eating Guide. And I wrote that actually as I was pregnant with my first child 16 right. years ago. Wow. And now I'm a mom of four.
I know. Did you have a great Mother's Day?
I had a wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you so much. It sounds like you were on the baseball field or you were.
I was on the baseball field at 8 o'clock in the morning and that was incredible. And then we kind of came home and relaxed and then another son came over and brought roses and then another son came over and then we all ended up for sushi at dinner. So it was perfect. It was kind of like we got to lay back, but yet at the same time, we got to spend time with everybody. So it was
that really sounds fun. Great. And yeah, we both have four kids.
Oh, yeah, so, I know. What do you have? Yeah.
I have a 16-year-old daughter, a 13-year-old son, a 10-year-old daughter, and a 5-month-old daughter.
A 5-month-old daughter. Wow. Congratulations. Wow. I've
Thank
got two
you.
boys and two girls. So same. Yeah. And so congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. So it's been fun. It's been busy. And and we were just talking before we went on air about another one of my books, Eating in Color, which I wrote really because my first three kids were little at the time, and I was struggling as a dietitian to get them to eat colorful foods, especially my oldest kid. She was really into, pasta and chicken and beige, beige, beige. And I realized, you can't really talk to kids like they're tiny adults. You really have to get them excited about eating colors, because it's fun, because it's cool, and maybe you can get more colors on your plate than your brother can. But really, I think we all need encouragement to get more fruits and vegetables. Really, 90% of us aren't getting enough. So whatever we can do to encourage that, is great. So
I
eating
love
in
that.
color is all about that.
I love that. I love that. And you also wrote one about being pregnant, right? What to eat?
Yes, Feed the Belly, the Pregnant Mom's Healthy Eating Guide. And then the most recent one, which I know you have a copy of there, is Everyday Snack Tray.
There
And
you go.
yes.
I love how you did the letters, right? I mean, okay, so let's talk for a second. We'll go back to the smoothie and juices.
Sure.
Give us a couple, first of all, gut health, glowing skin, healthy heart, strong muscles, and anti-inflammatory. All those things you can get from smoothies.
Yes, because they are loaded with really, really great ingredients that fight inflammation, that, help improve athletic performance. And a lot of people ask me, are smoothies really good for you or not? Are they just full of sugar? And obviously, it's all about what you put into them.
Okay.
So if you're going to a place that's using, sweetened syrups and, not actually putting fruit and vegetables and protein powder in your smoothie, then sure, it can be a sugar bomb. But if you're making them at home and you are using fresh or frozen, frozen is perfect for smoothies because, first of all, you want them to be frosty and cold
Love
anyway.
that. Yes,
But also,
exactly.
they don't have to look perfect. It's not like we're serving the fruit in a fruit salad. It's much more economical. If you want to go organic, you're going to get a much better price if you are choosing frozen. It's also harvested at the peak of freshness, peak of ripeness. So you're getting something that's super, super nutritious, and then they flash freeze it, and then you get it in your bag. And also you can portion it out, right? So whether you're making a smoothie for one or for five,
Right.
can, determine how much you're going to use. And absolutely, you can target your smoothie for your goals.
Wow.
So that's what I love about them.
So
And
I've been seeing a lot of these on Instagram. Okay. You see them like with ginger, lemon, celery, and pineapple. And they're saying that they'll take that belly off of you or whatever. Is that true? Or what's your thought on that?
Sorry, but no.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm glad you're here. So
But all of those ingredients are really wonderful. I mean, ginger, fresh ginger, it's so great for nausea. It's so great for just fighting inflammation in general. Celery is a diuretic. So, sure, if you are a little bloated or maybe you had a lot of salty food over the weekend, some of us might have done that yesterday on Mother's Day. Yes, it will sort of help to beat the bloat. You can always eat foods that are diuretics, like we just mentioned celery, but also asparagus. They do help your body get rid of excess water, but they're not going to actually burn fat.
Okay, so what would you recommend when you have all these, anti-inflammatory or heart health, let's just go, or gut health? And then I've also heard that you can't have that much sugar in the morning, that it's not good for you. And even though it's natural sugar, talk to us.
Okay, so huge misconception about the fruit in sugar. The fruit in sugar is naturally occurring. It is not added, but it can get very confusing when you look on a label because it will tell you the number of grams of sugar, but then you have to look to the next line, which is number of grams of added sugar.
Right. Got it.
If it's zero, then you know that it's all naturally occurring.
Okay.
Same thing in a cup of yogurt, because lactose is a sugar. So when you eat dairy, there is naturally occurring sugar, but then you want to look to see if there's any added sugars. So say in a yogurt or a product like that. Okay. But getting back to, is there too much sugar in the morning? Added sugar, yes. Do you want to start your day every day with a Danish? No, I don't think so. But if you want to start your day with some fresh fruit and a yogurt or some scrambled eggs, I think that really people are getting way into the weeds with sugar. And they should really think more about a healthy balance of carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fat at each meal, because that is what's going to keep your blood sugar stable over the day. It's going to help with your energy level. You're just going to feel so much better if you are getting that trio of macronutrients at each meal.
Okay, so what does that look like?
So, okay, in a smoothie, it could look like berries for your carbohydrates, plus avocado for your healthy fat, plus protein from nuts, or if you're allergic to nuts, can't have nuts, maybe you're going to use whey protein or plant protein. And obviously maybe you're going to blend it all up with some oat milk or some almond milk, and maybe some added chia seeds in there to fight inflammation.
So chia seeds are good.
They are very good.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So, so when you're saying berries, strawberries or blueberries or right?
All the berries are fantastic for you, okay. Really. I mean,
berries, avocado, either, protein, whatever protein you have, or nuts, right? Almonds, fresh almonds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that would be a great breakfast.
That would be a fantastic, yes, smoothie. And, if you wanted to kind of pump that up a little bit more, you could add some collagen to it. Because I'm a huge believer in collagen in terms of skin health as well as joint health. I went for a run yesterday after, because I just had a baby 5 months ago. It was my first run in over a year. And I am a little sore today, but at least my knees feel good.
Right. Wow.
But yes, that would be a great way to start your day. And then, I wouldn't recommend a smoothie at every meal. I think we need to chew. And I think that, you get a lot more enjoyment out of chewing your food. But if you are on the go, maybe you're a mom and you're dropping off multiple kids or picking people up, taking them places, it is a great, super convenient thing that you can have with you. Or maybe you're on the way to the gym.
Right. Or you're just starting your day in a positive way, right? I mean, you just are starting. Let me ask you a question. What's different that you should be using if you want gut health? Would that be the same?
So for gut health, we're going to talk about the F word, fiber.
Okay.
So protein has gotten a ton of exposure this year, and I can't tell you how many media requests I get for, give me X number of high protein breakfasts or lunches or dinners. Protein is super important, but for gut health, it's really fiber that we want to focus on, as well as probiotics, because the prebiotic fiber feeds the probiotics, which are the good bacteria. You need to have both to keep your gut in balance.
Okay. And so what would it look like in your book?
Okay. So in the book, in that gut health chapter, you're going to see a lot of kefir. You're going to see a lot of yogurt to be getting your probiotics. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be looking for fiber from kiwis, from chia seeds and other seeds, apples, pears. So really trying to give our gut what it needs to flourish, to be regular, to also feel full, right? Because we know that that's another part of good good gut health is feeling satisfied. And also then you're not going to be grabbing for something sweet in a half an hour or an hour. You know, fiber helps us feel full, and it's also incredibly good for heart health as well.
Interesting. Okay, because I was going to move into that. So what about your other topics, strong muscles and glowing skin?
Yes. Okay, so strong muscles, we want to fuel up before a big workout. Depending on how long you're going to exercise will determine how big of a pre-workout meal do you need to have. But then post-workout, especially if it's a strength workout, that is where we make the muscle, right? If you don't fuel after lifting those weights, then you've kind of wasted your workout. Mm-hmm. You really do need to repair those muscles. And, you know, how do we do that? We do that with protein. And so getting up to 30 grams of protein after a workout and within maybe a 30-minute window is really, really ideal. So again, you know, if you are making a smoothie, then that might mean adding a scoop of whey protein or plant protein to your smoothie. And, you know, that really is an ideal meal, you know, something that you can blend up super fast, take with you, have ready to go. You know, and sometimes your smoothie might separate out a little bit. All you have to do is stir it up again, and it's going to be just fine and super, super tasty. And then also one thing that I think athletes and everyday athletes forget about is the importance of antioxidants, because, you know, we're assaulted by oxidants throughout our day, right? Free radicals, and they're in the environment. I know you're out. Are you out in California?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have a lot of stuff in the air out there from the various forest fires and things like that. And also just pollution. So we need to fight those free radicals, which cause cancer. They cause aging. And even though exercise is so good for us, it also creates free radicals in our bodies. So antioxidants, foods that are rich in antioxidants include berries, really all of those brightly colored berries and other colorful foods, back to eating in color, you know, your kale, your mustard greens, radishes, they all help to fight free radical damage in the body. So not that you're necessarily going to put the radishes into your smoothie, but frozen blueberries. Kale, absolutely. Yes.
Put that in there, right?
Yeah. Put that in there. I love to buy baby kale because that's super easy. You don't have to cut off any stems, right? Or baby spinach too.
Right.
That's another wonderful thing to add.
Good. I love it. I love this. Frances, thank you so much for sharing so much knowledge with us. And first of all, where do our listeners find your book?
Okay. Well, all the books are on Amazon, and you can also come to my website, which is FrancesLargemanRoth.com. And there are links to all the books on the website. And you can also follow me for everyday nutrition advice at Frances L. Roth, RD on Instagram and Threads.
All right. I'm going to follow you too, because I love that. And then we'll definitely have you back, because I know that I want to talk about everyday snack tray, because one, we all need snacks. That's where everybody falls off, right? Where they're like, I'm still hungry. Now, what am I going to eat? And I think if you have it ready, or if you know what you're going to snack on instead of just reaching for something that's not as healthy, that can make a big difference, right?
Absolutely. And I know you have grandkids and they love snack trays.
They do. Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Again, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. You'll be on there too. And again, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much, Kim. It was a pleasure.
You got it.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday, receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with a purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Ready for your next unforgettable adventure? Join Kim Pagano and Amphora Travel Planning for an incredible Southwest journey aboard the Canyon Spirit Railroad in April 2027. Travel with friends, make new ones, and experience breathtaking scenery, premium rail service, exceptional dining, comfortable hotels, and visits to two spectacular national parks. It's the perfect opportunity to relax, reconnect, and create memories that will last a lifetime. Whether you're planning this incredible rail vacation or your dream getaway anywhere in the world, Amphora Travel Planning is here to make travel effortless. Life is short. Fill it with unforgettable journeys. Amphora Travel Planning, where unforgettable journeys begin. Text Carol at 805-415-9901. That's 805-415-9901 for all of your travel needs. Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Oh, hey, Kim. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's been a while, but I'm so glad that you came back. And of course,
yes.
For our listeners that are just tuning in, we've got registered dietitian and nutritionist Dawn Jackson Blattner. And she's actually joining us with some of the tips to boost your nutrition and keep your active as well as details on a chance to win exciting prizes. And so I'm excited. Welcome, Dawn. How are you?
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I'm doing so great. It, you know, it's almost fall. And so this is a great time to be, yes, I know, but it is a great time to think about your wellness and your, you know, fitness and your food and like, just take a step back because your schedule's probably changed a bit from, you know, the summer and think about small ways that you can boost your wellness.
I love that. I love that. And in fact, we were just talking about food and planning all of our, you know, holidays and all that. And really just keeping it still really healthy. And so fall can feel like a fresh start. I love it. It's actually when the kids go back, and of course now I have grandkids, it's kind of like you get to clean your house, start all over, refresh, get rid of things, start again, you know, so I love that. So what are some simple ways to get back into the healthy routine without trying to change everything at once?
Oh, I love that you said that, right? Without having to change everything at once, that's really the key. You know, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to fitness, it's like what small habits that are easy and fun that you can do regularly, stay consistent with. And, you know, there's one thing that I really have been doing that has helped me a bunch that I'm telling my clients about, telling everybody, is a Sunday mini reset where you spend just about 30 minutes and you ingredient prep, not like a whole big meal prep, just ingredient prep things like a hard-boiled egg, you know, batch of them, maybe roast some veggies. I like to make like turkey meatballs or turkey burgers. And then I just have that stuff in the fridge. So when Monday and Tuesday is like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so wild. Your week is go. You open the fridge
already.
And bam, it's there. It's there. You know, it's not going to solve all of your problems, but in 30 minutes, you can solve a lot of your problems, you know? And then even in that Sunday reset time, I like to look at my calendar and make sure I plug in my workouts so that when the week starts, I already know that I have protected time that I can do my workouts. So that Sunday reset is, it's mini, but it really works.
I love that idea, Dawn. That is so good. I mean, it's, you know what? The biggest thing for me is getting it in my calendar. Once it's in my calendar, I'm golden.
Preach. I mean, it is true. And you think something as simple as that, how could that really work? Well, because it becomes this appointment that you protect. So instead of like shoving a bunch of stuff on top of it, you're like, oh, wait, you know, I said I was going to work out that time. You know, so you try and schedule things around it. So it's, yeah, protected time. And I agree with you. If it's in the calendar, it's way more likely to happen.
I love it. And of course, for our busy parents out there that are listening and, you know, even all our seniors, is put yourself on that list. You know, so many times we put everybody else on that list than ourselves. And so I totally say put yourself on that list.
Yes.
So what are simple breakfast and lunch and snack ideas that you can help us with?
Well, okay, so I am a registered dietitian, and so I'm always trying to make sure that the recipes that I make, you know, are delicious and they're easy, but they also are packed with nutrition. So I'm always making sure protein, carbs, and color are this sort of equation that I'm always thinking about: protein for staying power and carbs for energy, and color from our fruits and veggies to protect our cells. And so I had that in mind, and I created two new recipes that are basically like eggs and toast, which we can all make eggs and toast, but this is like the upgrade version of eggs and toast. The first recipe is called custard toast. And this is, it's incredibly easy to make and tastes seriously like cheesecake. You take Eggland's Best eggs and Greek yogurt, mix it together, put that on top of whole grain bread and top some berries on there. And that's it. Just pop it in an air fryer oven and it bakes and tastes like cheesecake. And it is, it's such a great, easy meal. I love it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
Right?
Okay.
It's unbelievable.
It. Yeah.
And so that skews like subtly sweet, but if you want something a little bit more savory, I've been making hot honey egg toast. And this, I just take a skillet with hot honey in the bottom, a little bit of cheese and spinach. And then that starts bubbling up. And then I put Eggland's Best eggs right on top of that. And it makes like a golden crust on the eggs that I then serve on top of a whole grain piece of toast. So it's eggs and toast, but custard style or hot honey egg style. And both of those recipes, I'm specifically saying I'm using Eggland's Best eggs, and that's because they have 6 times more vitamin D and more than double the omega-3s compared to ordinary eggs. So, you know, anytime I'm making a recipe or having a snack of a hard-boiled egg or whatever, if I do it with Eggland's Best eggs, I'm getting more nutrition.
No way. That, oh, Dawn, I mean, you know what? I'm not really like, I don't love eggs, but with the way you just said it, makes me even want to do this. I love that. And of course, the simplicity. So I love that. Very cool. So now here's the thing. You know, our schedules are going to start getting crazy. And I know that some of these ideas are just so realistic ways to fit in. Tell us, like, if we're packing lunches, what's the best thing that you would, you know, for simplicity?
Well, whether it is for a kid or for adults, I really love the idea of adult Lunchables or, you know, like bento box style stuff that you don't have to have, you know, this huge elaborate plan. You just know that, hey, I need a protein food. So whether that's a hard boiled egg or it's some string cheese or leftover grilled chicken, I need some protein in there. Great. What are my carbs? It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I can do some of these whole grain crackers in there. Oh my gosh, what else do I have around the house? It's like, oh my gosh, I have leftover, you know, whole wheat pasta, whatever, put it in there. And then what's my color? You know, what kind of fruits and vegetables do I have around the house? Put it in there. And then I usually like some kind of dip, you know, whether that is like a hummus or whether it's like a Greek yogurt ranch dip or whether it's like a pesto or something like that. And so all you really need is those things, the protein, the carbs, the color, and maybe a little dip. And you can shove that all into a little, you know, to-go box and have a adult Lunchable or, you know, for your kids, a little bento box style without so much drama. It's so easy.
I love adult. Okay. I love that. I'm going to start packing that for lunch because everybody starts like going, okay, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, we could already have our little crackers, a little celery, a little, you know, whatever you're saying is so perfect. I love that. Talk to us really quick about the sweepstakes and tell us more about that.
Oh my gosh, this sweepstakes is awesome. So Eggland's Best and Club Pilates have teamed up and it's called Fuel Your Flow with EB Sweepstakes. And they're trying to support our wellness. And so with the sweepstakes, you can enter daily at ebfamilysweeps.com. There's no purchase necessary. And you have a chance to win the grand prize of $5,000. They also have a 6-month single studio, unlimited Club Pilates membership, gym swag, all sorts of stuff. And that sweepstakes is right now through October 20th.
Ooh, fun, fun, fun. Okay, so where can our audience go for more information about all these great things that you've shared with us?
Oh my gosh, okay. Please try the custard toast and the hot honey egg toast. Those recipes and this chance to enter daily at the sweepstakes is all at ebfamilysweeps.com.
Okay, and where can we find out more about you, Dawn, because you're such a pleasure.
Oh, I have so many recipes on Eggland's Best website. And also my website is djblattner.com.
I love it. DJ Blattner. Okay. All right. Well, again, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us here. And I can't wait to talk to you again.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for having me. And happy almost fall.
There you go. You too. Take care. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, Labor Day is right around the corner. And, of course, fall entertaining is here. It's funny. I even, like, was out in my backyard this morning. I was like, it's a little cooler. Like, how does that happen overnight, you know? Crazy. But I know that Chef Day is here. And, of course, she is a celebrity private chef. And, of course, so she's going to share some of her fall entertaining with us. And so I'm excited. I love to entertain. I love to cook. I love to, like, the whole party thing. So I'm excited to talk with you. And, of course, Labor Day is mistaken as the finish line, but the last barbecue, the last long weekend, and, of course, the official is not always the last, right? So talk to us.
Yes, holiday hosting season has just begun. We are entering game days, Thanksgiving, the winter holidays, and the key is just to keep recipes fun and easy in the kitchen. So you can enjoy time and hosting with your family uncomplicated. So good quality salts. I love diamond crystal salts as my go-to in all of my recipes. High quality olive oil, good quality local produce, and you're 90% of the way there.
I love it. I love you said the magic word easy, simple. Everything in my life is like, I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. So I love that. So what's on the menu? Let's talk about that.
Yes, you have enough to deal with as a host of your family and friends. Keep it easy in the kitchen. I have some of my favorite recipes here. All incorporating diamond crystal salt in unique ways. So first is my lemon spritz. And I love rimming all cocktail glasses and mocktail glasses with the diamond crystal salt. Its hollow crystal shape is beautiful for sticking onto glasses and rimming all of your drinks. Next, I have a feta stuffed marinated olive, a classic appetizer for holiday hosting. And I love finishing it with a little sprinkle of kosher salt to elevate the flavor and not be overpowering of just saltiness in your mouth. Next is a, funny enough, Thanksgiving family tradition, pizza in my household, and a great game day favorite. I have a vodka margarita focaccia pizza, and I love using the baking salt when making doughs, like a focaccia dough or a cookie dough, as it dissolves 3 times faster than other salts on the market and doesn't give you any granular feel in your mouth and beautifully bakes into a dough. So I use the baking salt for the base and I finish it with a sprinkle of the kosher salt to really enhance the flavors and elevate any dish to feel like people will think you had a chef in your kitchen for your holiday hosting, no matter how simple the recipe is.
I love that. And I love that you also put a pizza in your Thanksgiving. That is totally cool. I mean, our family would love that, right, to add to it. So I'm so going to use that idea. Thank you.
It's a family tradition, but game days, holidays, everyone loves a pizza. It's a great shareable entree. And I love, so speaking of my family, I have for dessert a sesame black and white chewy cookie that has been passed down in my family for over 100 years, generation to generation. I love using the baking salt in the cookie dough here as well. The salt itself doesn't have any baking agents or caking agents or additives, so you don't get that chemical-y feel in your mouth, and there's nothing overpowering the delicate flavors of the cookie, the vanilla, the flavors of the chocolate, sesame, and any recipe truly feels like it shines, and it is very, it's a very funny coincidence that these cookies have been passed down for 100 years in my family, because Diamond Crystal's actually celebrating 140 years this year in business, which is very exciting.
Wow, where was it created?
In Minneapolis. It's been used in my family for generations, and it is the number one ingredient used in all of my cooking. It elevates everything. Don't overcomplicate any recipe.
Wow, I love that. So, okay, how can we create easy menus for fall and holiday entertaining? I mean, yours sounds so great and so easy, but how can my listeners really create their own family, you know, memories that, you know, they want to share?
I think when it comes to holidays, spending as little time in the kitchen as possible, spending time with your family and friends and not fussing around in the kitchen. Simple quality recipes, ingredient quality is everything to make even the simplest recipes that are so easy shine. And just enjoy the holiday season, seasoning every single step of the way. Even when I'm making a simple chicken cutlet, you know, don't be intimidated by these complicated recipes. Seasoning your egg, your flour, your panko with good quality salt, topping every single recipe with the appropriate seasoning, you're 90% of the way there, and it takes so much stress out of holiday hosting that already has so much going on in your home.
I love it. And do you prepare everything ahead of time? What's your secret there so that we can share that, you know, with our listeners?
As much as you can prep ahead of time as possible. I marinate my meats ahead of time, I have my desserts already done, my salads already prepped, my dressings already done. So if you just have to season, throw your last dish into the oven, but as much as you can do ahead of time, before I even pre-scoop my ice cream into little dishes and throw those into the freezer so I don't have to worry about scooping. I batch my cocktails, like this lemon spritz. All I have to do is rim my glass with the the lemon flavored salt, and I already have my mocktail or cocktail pre-batched. The less time in the kitchen that you can do is great. Have an empty dishwasher also.
Many people don't do it because they're nervous or whatever, but if you can be all organized and be able to, you know, entertain and enjoy at the same time, I think that's the secret. Chef Gay, I know we have a couple minutes more. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started?
Yes, so I am a private chef and TV food show host. I specialize in health-forward cuisine and dietary-friendly cuisine, and breaking that stigma that healthy, you know, fresh, delicious food is anything but bland or boring. I grew up with two siblings. My parents, the five of us, had 9 food allergies among us five. I don't know what happened, and I saw this need in this niche for healthy, fresh, dietary-friendly food that everyone can eat and would want to eat. So I dedicated my life to creating health-forward, delicious, fresh recipes. And it took off. Then I became, the long story short, known as the celebrity chef of Hollywood. So I've cooked...
I love that.
Model. It's been...
Oh, I love that. You followed your passion and, you know, and you saw a need for it. There's such a need for good food right now anyways, and healthy food. That's probably the biggest thing. I love it. And your book, tell us where, I would love one of your books too. Where do we find your books?
My book is coming out actually next year. So it's going to be called It's Basically a Salad, because I say it's gluten-free and dairy-free. So It's Basically a Salad is kind of my line. So coming out next
your tagline. Yeah, I love that.
Come back, but I have...
I would love that.
You can head to diamondcrystal.com for these incredible holiday recipes. All of my hosting tips and tricks are there, so your holiday table can look exactly like mine this season.
I love it. Okay, so much fun. This, I love entertaining, and of course, Chef Bay has been here sharing some of her secrets. And, of course, you can find out more. Where can we go for recipes and tips one more time?
Yes, head to diamondcrystal.com for all of my hosting tips and tricks, these incredible holiday recipes that you don't want to miss. So if you could be here right now, it smells great in this kitchen, and you will be very happy if you could duplicate these recipes.
There you go. And let me ask you, I know that you also did some... you know, help the wildfires and meal effort, feeding thousands on the front line. Can you briefly talk about that really quick? I just really, that's so important.
Yes, thank you. So after the LA fires almost 2 years ago now, I basically dropped what I was doing and opened up the largest commercial kitchen in LA County. We raised $260,000 in about 6 days. And we were making 2,000 meals, high-protein, organic, nutritious meals for those in need of immediate nourishment, for the front lines. We rallied volunteers, fundraised, got products donated, and it was absolutely incredible to see how LA came together. And we are LA strong, so it's nice to call both LA and New York home, being bi-coastal. So. It was truly amazing, and those firefighters deserved the high protein.
100%. Wow, beautiful. Kudos to you and your team. And if I could be a part of any of that, please let me know. I love that you're giving back, and yet you're helping the world at the same time. So I love that. Please download our podcast after it airs here on radio. And then, of course, share us. And I'd love to connect with you on throughout social. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time. And happy holidays.
You got it. Thank you. You too. I'm going to use some of your great tips that you just shared with us today. So, again, thank you so much for joining us here. Please share our show.
Thank you. Take care.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And I actually had David Hayes Cox on our show. I think it's been a couple weeks, months. I don't know. The days kind of blend together. But anyways, I just really loved what he did and wanted to bring him back so that we could not so much serve this, but actually dig a little deeper into this. And so for our listeners that maybe hadn't heard this, I'm not sure, but you'll hear it again today. Also, I want to remind you to download our podcast. And of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. But I would love for you to tune in and take us with you. And also follow us throughout our social too. And of course, David Hayes Cox is the author of This Is a Gun. And of course, I know that little controversy there just because of the way the world is right now. But this is really a safety guide for your families with children and really just for our families. And so welcome again, David. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, so briefly just go over what your background is with the gun safety.
Absolutely, yes. I've been training with firearms for about two decades now. It started out as a curiosity, and then it developed into a hobby. And from there, I got my NRA certifications for firearms instructor, firearms home safety instructor, range safety officer. And I've held concealed carry permits in a number of states as well. And so that's really my background when it comes to firearms.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think everybody should have a gun or nobody should have a gun? Because that's like a huge question that we, you know, like nobody should have a gun. Okay. Or, you know, and I think it's really like for me, it's being in the right hands.
Yes. I think you've, answered your own question there, which is that I don't think either extreme is the right answer. We live in a very unique country, one of the few places on the earth that puts the right to bear arms into our Constitution. And with that right comes a serious responsibility. I do not think that it was put there as a fact of the times of when the Constitution was created. I think it was put there because our founding fathers, when they created, this document, they wanted to make sure that it would be upheld, and that's why the Second Amendment is actually the Second Amendment, right? They didn't put the right to bear arms down as the 10th Amendment. They put it as number two. because they realized, how are we going to uphold everything in number one? What is going to stop the power from running away and putting us back into the same position that we've already been in once before? And they said, well, if the citizenry is armed and well trained, then this will be a stopgap. So I think it's a very important part of our Constitution. But also, I don't think that everybody should have a gun. I think if you believe that that's something that you want, either as because it's a hobby you're interested in, or for personal protection, I think that you should seek out training and learn as much as you can, and then that gives you the right to operate one safely.
It's almost like when you say that, it makes me think of a car. Okay, you need to get a license. There's like, you know, things that you need to do, and you need to treat it as a deadly weapon, like a car, like a gun, correct?
Exactly. You know, this is, we don't go out and just buy tools that can possibly harm us and just, you know, willy-nilly just start flinging them everywhere, right? You know, if you're going out to buy a chainsaw, you're going to look up how to use one before you start cutting down trees. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself into some trouble.
That says a lot right there. Yeah. So tell me about your book. Who should it be for, or who is it for? And what are we going to find in there?
Yeah. This book, like you said, it is for everybody, but specifically it's aimed at parents to have the gun safety conversation with their kids, which is a very difficult conversation to have. It's simple, but the state of our country that we're in right now, having this conversation with our kids scares a lot of parents. Most parents are scared to have this conversation. I understand why they're scared, but the statistics show, right? Not having this conversation makes you put your kids in more danger than having it. So this book is there to help facilitate parents and walk them through having a safety conversation about firearms with their children. And this isn't just aimed at gun owning families. This is aimed at all families, because whether you're a gun owning family or not, your child is out there in the world. They're playing at friends' houses. They're exploring the woods. They're playing at parks. And, you know, and as a parent of an elementary school age child, you know, you can't put a leash on them. That's not healthy, right? You can't hover over them every single place that they go, right? You give them a little bit of ground, you give them some trust, and you let them go on their own to a certain extent. And what we don't want to have happen is we don't want them to be out there, come across a gun, which is a real possibility. The statistics that we get into.
100%. And even though if your household doesn't have a gun, you know, maybe they're going to be, you know, at somebody else's household. And, you know, I mean, they could be, you know, up against that. Have you ever gone to schools to talk about that with school age kids?
It's something that I'm preparing for right now. I'm developing a talk, and I'm going to be going to schools later on this year. I haven't done it yet, but it's part of the pipeline. And that's probably going to be the long lasting part of it, which is that the goal is to take this organization and aim at schools and really kind of help this country understand that this is a conversation that can't be ignored.
I love it. I think that's so important. I think all of our schools should have that, you know, as part of their curriculum at this point of our life, you know. And of course, knowledge is, you know, is needed, as well as knowledge is golden. And so I think that that's it. What are we going to find in your book?
Yeah, you're going to find two very important things. First, the steps that a child should take if they ever come across a gun, which is stop, you know, it's don't touch, run away, find an adult. You know, don't touch, run away, find an adult is the three steps that a child needs to learn. It's three easy steps for them to memorize. And it just needs to be part of their
learning,
but it just needs to be something that they intrinsically just can reflexively repeat back to you in the end, right? This isn't a conversation that you have once with them. It's a conversation you have multiple times. You start with the book to help you ease into it, and then you can put the book away and back on the shelf for the rest of it eventually, right? And then you just start talking to your kids in the kitchen or on the way to school, like, what do you do if you ever see a gun? Don't touch it, run away, find an adult. So that's really what we do in the book is, we take the kids through a lot of different situations where they might find themselves and get them to repeat back to you. What should you do? What do you do if you find a gun in this situation? Don't touch, run away, find an adult. What do you do if your friend wants to show you a gun? You tell them, no, I don't want to see it. And then you run away and find an adult. So that's a big part of the book. But the second part of the book, which is what I think is just as crucially important, is how to identify a firearm. So right. We walk the child through the different sizes of firearms, how they can be very small, how they can be very large, the funny shapes of firearms, because firearms come in all kinds of shapes and all kinds of sizes. And then we get into some life-size images of guns. On the cover, there's a life-size image, and there's a library in the book of life-size images of guns, because a child could repeat back to you those three steps, you know, perfectly. They could know it intrinsically. But if they can't identify a real firearm, then even if they know what to do, if they see a real firearm, they might think it's a toy. Mm-hmm. And if they think it's a toy, they're going to not follow those steps. So what this book does is it says, hey, I know you might have an idea in your head about what a gun looks like. And what I really try to explain to parents that really don't want to have this conversation is that kids, what they have in their head about firearms is mostly all positive. They get an introduction to guns through video games, through cartoons, their heroes. The good guys are using firearms in these situations to defeat the bad guys. They know Nerf guns, they know squirt guns. All of these things are fun and positive, right? So we need to inoculate our child and say, hey, wait a minute, that might be your idea of what a gun is because of what you've seen on TV or in your video games, but that's not what a real gun is. A real gun is dangerous if you're not trained how to use it, and it can really hurt you or somebody that you love. And the other thing is that, you know, when kids think about what a real gun looks like, what I found, and it's really revealing, is that kids think that real guns are huge. They think that they're these giant hand cannons because when they see them on TV, television shows, movies, they like to use giant guns on TV because they show up better on screen. So kids think that real guns are these gigantic things. So when they see a picture of a real personal protection, a micro, you know, handgun,
yeah, you know, it might be fake. It might be toy, right?
They think, exactly. They see it and they see how small it is and they go, that can't possibly be real. That must be a toy. Therefore, I can touch it. Right. And that's what we've got to drill out of them.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. Is your book for only young children?
The primary age for this book is really K through five.
Okay.
That's when it can do its best work. Okay. Obviously, you can take this book and apply it at older ages as well as just an introductory, but it really is a K through five guide. It's for the age where they're typically too young to start training with firearms, if that's something that your family is interested in doing for your child. But it's also, you know, anything below K, it's also hard for a child to grasp the importance of the lesson below K. So, you know, some children can, right? You have to know your own child. Some younger children in preschool ages can understand those lessons, can grasp them. But typically K through five is that window, that precise window where they're going to be able to take this information and take it seriously.
David, first of all, thank you so much for being here. What's next for you? I think this is such a, can go way across the board. What's next for you, and how do my listeners find out more about you?
Yeah, you can go to thisisagun.org. The goal is to turn this into a self-funding nonprofit organization that is just specifically about, you know, spreading the gospel of gun safety for children, really about teaching all parents in this country that they need to have this conversation, whether you're gun owners or non-gun owners. You need to teach your kids guns are real. They're out there in this world. They can really harm you if you don't know how to use them. So best thing to do if you ever see one is never assume that it's a toy. Always believe that it's real until confirmed that it's not. Always never touch it first. Always find an adult and ask. You know, this is a lesson that seems so obvious, but we're not having this conversation.
I love it. Again, David, like I said, that's why I wanted to bring you back. We are not having this conversation, and I think everybody should. And of course, thank you again. I love it. I did want to give away some books. So any of our parents that are listening or grandchildren are listening, David was nice enough to send us some books. Give us a text right now at 805-419-0008, or you can call us and give us our team member will get back with you. And that's again, 805-419-0008. David, I'm going to have you back again because, again, I think that this is so important. So, and important for adults too. It's a peace of mind. So, again, please share our show with everyone and download our podcast. And I look forward to talking with you. And thank you again for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. I hope you enjoyed all my guests. And of course, remember to download our shows on all of our podcasts. And of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. Have a great rest of your weekend. And of course, I always end our show with a moment of happiness. And today's is difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body. Have a great rest of your day and weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.